Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
A little Minnesota rouser for the sputtering Minnesota Gopher football program. Tim Brewster gets whacked mid-season. I think it was on Sunday, wasn't it? Sunday or Monday that happened?
Yeah, it was something like that.
And look out.
That's not good.
What are you going to gain out of that?
That's not good when you're firing mid-season.
No, I'm Tom Crawford. Jack Ebling, my regular partner, is en route to Evanston. Dave Benton, producing and co-hosting the show this morning. 393-3700 is the number to call. Also, Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show, and Twitter us at JackandTom1320. Out to the phones we go, and we have Flatgut. FG, how you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. Thanks, Tom. I have to agree with you about the rain situation out there at Northwestern. I think that's going to help State today. And I have to agree with Jack in regards to the recruits that Michigan isn't getting out of Ohio like they did. And that's why I'm going to be rooting for Michigan the rest of the year so that they do keep Rich Rod.
that's when I really get irked is when all my Sparty brethren, people that I know, hey, we want Rich Rod to stick around.
Absolutely.
That just, irritates you. And you know what?
Sorry.
You know, he still could be a good coach. I look at everybody. All of us. We all got our good points. We all got our bad points. And there's a lot of good about Rich Rodriguez, but some of the things that have happened in the last 3 years in that program and what we're seeing on the field, what we're seeing a little bit off the field, what we're seeing in terms of attrition, that bothers me. And then let alone the sloppiness, if you will, on NCAA rules.
Not to mention, I think something that people are missing about this whole Rich Rod offense is when Rich Rod was at West Virginia, Pat White was great, but Steve Slayton was the reason that
offense
worked so well.
That's where D. Hart comes in next week from Orlando. You finally got that guy.
Exactly. So, yes, this offense is working well, but in my opinion, it's still a little too predictable because it's Denard or nothing.
Yeah.
With that running game. If you bring in a Steve Slayton type of guy or a Noel Devine type of guy, now you're talking about a dynamic offense that can really move the ball.
They'll have that next year, but they still have to have a defense. Don't you think, Flat Guy? You got to have a D.
You guys ask about great times at Michigan State, and I thought back to 78 when State won the Big Ten championship. Had the 79, they had won the NCAA basketball, and they won the league in baseball, but I can't remember what they did in hockey.
Well, that was before Ron Mason. I think Amo was still. That's a very valid point. But keep in mind that was colored by the fact that. And thanks so much for the call, Flat Gut. The probation was a big part of that.
I'm predicting a 34-17 win today if State doesn't turn over the ball, and I think the 6-7 defensive ends are really going to hurt Person.
Yeah, and he's a young quarterback. Well, thanks so much for the call, FG. I really appreciate it. Out to the phones we go again. Johnny Freeberg from Holt. How you doing, Johnny?
Hey, congratulations to the East Lansing Trojans and Cody on making the playoffs.
I appreciate you saying that. And congrats to the Holt Rams. I'll tell you what, and I was telling this to a couple people in the press box, when Holt's up against the wall, they'll come through. And they beat a very good – I mean, Ann Arbor Pioneer is a heck of a athletic program, big-time school. You went down there to Holloway Field, did you?
Yeah, it's a nice stadium, man. The only thing that's bad about it is from my seat I could see that ugly block M on the big house. That's the only thing I didn't like.
And they
like
come
about
out
it.
The center of the field, the tunnels in the middle, they mimic Michigan. It's a great environment down there. And, hey, that's a big-time win and Holt's in, and I'm just happy for all our teams.
And it was such a hard schedule that Holt played this year, so I think it's a great accomplishment they could win six games and make the playoffs with a quarterback hurt for three or four games.
Right.
In the middle of the season there. I just think it's a great accomplishment for the
Rams. Yeah. Okay, today, college football. Johnny, any worry factor for you down in Evanston for the Sparties?
Oh, of course. There's always a worry factor, but I think this team, to me, is a different Michigan State team than teams we've seen for the last 30 years where, they have one win and then they lose to a team that they shouldn't. I think this team is very focused, much improved from last year. And I think the defense is making strides every game, so I expect that to continue. I see the Spartans winning by maybe about 10 points, 14, somewhere in there.
Right. There's some huge milestones here. I mean, and then I date myself when I say this, as far as being 7-0. 1966, I was 10 years old the last time they had a 7-0 record. They've never been, in terms of the BCS, which came into play, 1998? They have they have not been rated this high, you know, seventh in the BCS, whatever it is. I mean, they're making some strides that I didn't think would happen, to be honest with you, because they'd always, you know, stumble or make some screw up or some off the field thing would go on.
Especially not this year. You know, not that D'Antonio doesn't have them going in the right direction, but when you looked at the end of last year, especially with all the suspensions that you weren't sure who was going to be back and all sorts of stuff, to come into this year and predict that they were going to be 7-0, I guarantee
You know what goes down to, guys? Oh, Johnny, what are your thoughts on this? One play. The fake field goal against Notre Dame. That goes the other direction. What happens
different
then?
Different season.
You never know.
Season.
I mean, it always.
I think so.
There's a lot of. Michigan had that 97. I mean, they had to come back and beat Iowa.
They had that comeback against Iowa.
The waggle play, that greasy threw. I mean.
They had to survive against Notre Dame that year. They
Absolutely.
Had a couple survival.
You have there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts.
Or how about the Ohio State year that they won the national title?
My
had
God.
To come back to beat Purdue
beat
late
Purdue.
In the season.
Yeah,
you know, hey Tom.
Go ahead.
Now you got to have hatred during basketball and football season. Where just, you used to have it just during basketball season.
I tell you what, it's a lot. And thanks so much for the call, Johnny.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you next week. You know. Dave, he makes it. This is gonna be a long year for me because at Michigan basketball.
There's no promise at Michigan.
Well,
basketball.
I mean, then I hear these reports. Oh yeah, the practices are intense and
hey,
all
that's
that stuff.
Great.
Personnel is personnel, and what Michigan State has going on. And here's another thing that I noticed about Michigan State, which they have the leverage. And saying these positive things once again is very difficult for me, but it shows you what class act maybe I really am. I'm just kidding. I'm not classy at all. But the fact that all in these. These midnight madnesses that went on in the Big Ten. I watched in the Big Ten Network. And, you see it in Wisconsin. You see it in Minnesota. You see the lower bowls filled and stuff like that. At the Brez last week, they're turning people away. They have 15,000 fans. They're turning everybody away.
Right.
An hour before the darn things even starts. And that shows you
how far away Michigan is.
I don't think they even had a midnight madness. Mm-hmm. And they got some strides to do. I still think the facilities are definitely going to help. But I question what John Beilein can bring in personnel-wise to match up the juggernaut what's going on.
I don't question Beilein's coaching ability. I question, like you said, bringing in the right type of personnel to compete in the Big Ten, which seems to be getting better year by year in basketball.
Absolutely. So anyway, we're going to have a couple more open line segments later on, 9:50. But coming up next from the Detroit Free Press, Michael Rosenberg, never short of an opinion, especially when it comes to Rich Rod, Michigan football, Michigan basketball, and get his take also on what's happening up in East Lansing. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.